And into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Wednesday, March 6, 2024. I'm Luigi with the American Precious Pool News Network. What we could talk about today, first we could talk about USA is fucked beyond repair, then talk about establishment falling in behind Trump, then the Rust Armorer being found guilty, and for the finale, resisting the draft and SWAT raids. The most organic threat of the day. That will be the show. Thank you for joining me today! I thought that before I get into the show, I would talk very briefly about the anime convention I went to, since Tranny Jesse seems such coping and seething. He's gonna he reported me to the anime convention I went. I'm never gonna go again. Aw, well, oh well. Well, even if they banned me, get this, Jesse, it was fun. It was great. I had a great time. It was fun watching the drag show and the trannies prance around. It is with children about. Oh, it was great. It was great, Jesse. Fun for the whole family. Fuck, man. Yes, great times in anime land. It's a weird world we live in, and Luke grabs it by the balls, literally. First thread, USA is fucked beyond repair. Republican delegates, Democratic delegates. Joe Biden has substantially less fluctuation between his numbers and than Donald Trump does with Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley actually seemed to have got quite a few of the delegates, more than I thought was even possible, but whatever. I don't know, why did she stay in so long? I mean, I get global homo shenanigans, but just, it's just comical. Comically sad. PMC says, did I get trapped, Lou? Almost. Very, very close. Very close. Maybe slightly. Maybe slightly. They did have he, him placard sticker things. oof. Is Trump gonna beat Biden this time or no? I support Trump because he'll leave us alone, says a kike flag.
Nice reverse psychology kike. I'm sure. Oh my god. These kikes subverting this board, I'm just so tired of everything. There's just too much kike subversion on this. I'm gonna vote for Trump. Let me turn the kike flag on to say I'm gonna vote for Trump. Oh my god, totally not obvious whatsoever. Fuck off. Just go fuck yourselves. Why are kike flags allowed to post? Just ban that whole range of posters. Just no kikes allowed, please. Just ban them all. It's been 4 years. They couldn't find anyone better than Biden. No, there's no one better. Is that not crazy? Is that not fucking mind-blowing? There's nobody better. No. You'd think they'd like try to throw the slab of beef that is Hillary Clinton up there again or something, or Obama's male wife, but no. No, just Joe Biden, the lump of coal that is Joe Biden. Huh. Dio says, Lou, absolutely sure Trump gonna gas his own grandkids. I don't know, man. You wanna know the truth, Dio? I'm getting a little worried now. And it's gonna be the next thread, I think. Yeah, the next thread's gonna be where the worry sets in slightly, okay? The worry is gonna set in with the Trump slightly, okay? First, I showed the clip where Kushner said he wasn't gonna join Trump again if Trump was reelected. So I'm pretty sure Kushner's out. I don't think Kushner's going to be in part of anything. So I don't think we have to worry about Kushner. Now. Let's just move it in the next thread. Establishment falling in behind Trump. We did it, MAGA. McConnell endorses Trump after years of acrimony between the two men. They're all falling in line now. Everyone's backing Trump. Everyone wants to go behind Trump now. America says he's swapping sides because he thinks it'll save his ass. Everyone on the right already knows he's a Democrat. I know, dude. Everyone's falling in line now because Trump is so far ahead. They stole the election last time because they used COVID to hide it. Unless they somehow manifest another COVID, which just doesn't seem likely in the amount of time they have. How are they going to steal it this time with the immense support Trump has? Just Trump is dominating. They can't steal it when people are actually voting. Like who? And also, who wants to go out and vote for Biden? No one really even just wants to go vote for that comatose fat fuck. Why? For what? So we could continue World War III? So we could continue getting Bidenomics? Wow, it's the greatest economy ever, isn't it? Wonderful. Fucking $30 hamburger meals. Wow. Dreamy says, I hope there won't be a sequel to COVID. Me too. Game Lord says, Adam Green's a Fed, a Jew, and a Glowy. Well, I don't think he's a Jew because he denounced the Talmud, but maybe he's a Fed and a Glowy, sure. Maybe he killed a chicken. Dreamy says, she'd rather write in Miku or something. Or Tanya. Yeah, based. Good. Awesome, Dreamy. Well, good. Go vote and write in Tanya. That's a good idea. Buff Moe Love. Biggest thing I've noticed is Democrats aren't hard encouraging voters on social media again. They know they'll lose if people vote. I guess. Last time they had trucks that were like, they had those trucks that were basically swinging votes, telling people which way to vote. They're parking them outside the polling centers, which you're not really allowed to do, but they were doing it anyways. And then they were also doing that thing where they were saying if you voted for Joe Biden, that you were going to get the stimulus checks. They were trying to link the checks to Joe Biden and voting with him at the polls. It was grimy. Mayo Pants says, Trump's first day in office. The Democrats are keeping me from closing the border, but more importantly, we need to give more money to Israel. I see it more like, dude, I see this is what I flash to when I'm scared of Trump. I want Trump to win, but this is my horror show with Trump in office, okay? Trump is the president, but because of all the shit that we're in right now, because of Biden or whatever, blah, 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 we're on the precipice of World War III. A lot of crap's being started with Israel right now. Like, what if right before Trump's president and right when he becomes president, shit hits the fan with Israel and America has to make a choice to go all in or not to help Israel. And I just fear that Trump would make the decision to go all in with Israel.
And I'd fuck that decision. Fuck that. He better pick America first over anything else. And based on his first term in office, I feel like that's what he would pick. But I also feel like he might get tricked into picking the other option, which would doom us all. That's what I think. That's my fear. Not that he'll get, not that his first day in office, he won't be able to like close the border or some stupid shit. That's silly thinking. Okay, first day in office, he's going to have 100 executive orders written. First day in office, guaranteed. He's going to have those fuckers pre-made. Man, first day in office, over 100 executive orders will be signed. I guarantee you that. I guarantee you that. Man, the dude will go on a rampage. The man will have a mission. I know that. I know that for a fact. No one can convince me otherwise. It will be his survival on the line. That's why. Because another thing I also fear is that right now they're trying to persecute him. Another thing I fear is that when he becomes president or regains his power, it'll all fall off and become completely lax again. And he might fall into some false sense of security, like, oh, they can't touch me anymore. But it's as soon as he leaves office, they're going to attack him again unless he fixes it while he's in office. So he better fucking remember that and not get tricked, which that's another damn scary thought. Is Adam Schiff related to the banking house of Jews that stole Russia? I don't know, probably. Adam Schiff is shifty as shift and dumb. Is that the head of the FBI or the CIA or whatever? Or the head of the house or what? Fucking something. Adam Schiff. Shifty shift. Shifter shift. Trump's biggest weakness is he's a boomer? Yeah. United States representative. Okay. He works for the house. Whatever. He works for the house. He does things for the house and makes money for us taxpayers getting boned in the ass. I don't know. I don't really even know where we're going with the show today. I feel like absolutely shit today. I don't know if you guys could tell with the energy of the show or not. I'm like sick and I'm like, I don't know. I want to do a show. I feel like doing a show. And then I'm like halfway in the show and I'm like, wow, I feel like crap. I'm trying to harness crap energy. I'm trying. Hi. I'm back, guys. I'm editing the show. I'll edit. It'll be good. It'll be good once Future Lou gets a hold of it and rips it apart. I'm incredible. Rust Armor Hannah Gutierrez Reed found guilty of involuntary manslaughter for death of cinematographer. Faces 18 months in jail. Alec Baldwin fired the fatal live round. Okay, so Alec Baldwin got away scot-free. Zero punishment. The dude that killed her, zero punishment for killing her. This armorer lady, 18 months in jail. So 1 year in jail. 1 year. Oh my God, you killed a man. 1 year in jail. That's it? That's it? Oh my gosh. You hear that? That's called a slap on the wrist. Called a slap on the... Oh, they murdered a man. A woman's died. The value of a woman's life, 1 year. Fuck, Alec Baldwin got away with murder, didn't he? Allegedly, or something. Please don't sue me. I mean, this is a comedy show. Everything is a work of fiction. Dreamy says Alec should have been in jail. Really, bro. From what I understand, there's no way that revolver could have fired, but I guess... I guess the lawyers found a way that it could have. Also, maybe don't go partying with the... Like, maybe just have a better work ethic. Where you're not shooting live rounds with the guns you're gonna fire at the movie and stuff. It's just weird. Yeah, that's the face of you fucked up. The face of you fucked up. Lambrate says, Reed wanted to kill Hutchins and frame Alec. What the fuck? That's how I see it? I bet they're disgruntled lesbian lovers. Dude, Lambright, are you literally retarded? You are retarded. I get your brain isn't formed correctly. Reed wanted to kill Hutchins and frame Alec Baldwin. Are you, what? Frame Alec Baldwin. Alec Baldwin is the guilty party. Lambright, what the fuck, dude? Lambright. What's up, Wayne? You going live? Lambright always has like the wrong take every time. Is that the meme? Is the meme that he's always has the wrong take? Whatever. Final threat of the day. Resisting the draft and SWAT rage. This Anon's trying to like reinforce his door by drilling pieces of wood into it or something. I don't know, dude. Where do you live? Do you live in like a cement apartment comp? Like, what the fuck? Are there windows? Like this guy says, do you have windows as well? What's your thought process, bro? When making super wood, approach from all axes or it will not work. Yeah, you have to make super wood. You drill the plaster wood into the other wood and you make super wood. And then you use epoxy to strengthen the super wood further. And you use ceramic plates so that if they fire rounds, the ceramic stops the bullets and breaks them apart and such things. Wow. I think they'll just, like, gas you or something. They'll probably just gas you, right? Just gas you. Wooden doors and whatnot. You know what thermite is? You think a thermite is wood door? What the fuck? I don't think so, bro. Family and I don't qualify for draft. I think the OP is Brazilian. They're drafting people in Brazil? Why? Clan World says, some days I think my life shit that I remember I'm not Wayne Lambright. Dude, yeah. I'm pretty close to that. I'm pretty close to Wayne. I'm but a hair's fart away from Wayne, okay? Lose but a hair fart away from that. I laugh at Wayne in that I am Wayne as well. Oof. Max, oof. V-Ran noticing the Laser Anon fan? Dude, Laser Anon was probably unjustly arrested by the feds. You don't know Laser Anon has been arrested. Is that Laser Anon? What? Why is people saying Laser Anon? Because of this? Literally this one image is why you're all like Laser Anon freaking out? How could you draft what you cannot see? Rip Laser Anon. Hope they're treating you well in prison. Clown World says, Lou, you got the power of friendship and anime on your side. You can do anything you set your mind to. I know. The problem is my mind goes in crazy places. And sometimes I lose my way. And I need guidance back. You need to guide me back.
I have the power of God and anime on my side.
Laser Anon committed murder. I don't know why. Yeah. Do we even know that he actually committed those said murders, though? Where's the trial? Where's the Laser Anon trial? Where's the Laser Anon trial? Where's that? That should be plastered all over 4chan. Where's the Laser Anon trial? We need Laser Anon. Set Laser Anon free. Also, are all those guys that were arrested by Shitwood actually Jews that were working with Shitwood? I'm still confused on all of that. Do I really have to do extra work and investigate all this shit? Please don't make me do that. Instead, I'm gonna like eat these gummy bears. Like, fuck doing all that extra work. I'm gonna eat these gummy bears instead. Man, these gummy bears are good. I mean, I could like dox myself and write a letter to these kikes and see if they're real people, but I'm gonna eat these gummy bears instead. Yep. And so, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe. Free Laser Anon. Eat gummy bears. Have a wonderful day. I love you. Bye.
Here's to everybody that doesn't want to roll over and be a slave and have your son's genitals cut off and your daughter's breast cut off. I'm serious. They're coming for everything. Here's everybody that has resistance and loves God and wants freedom and wants to go to the stars. Here's to all of you. And here's the Supreme Court with a unanimous decision. Burn in hell, New World Order, and go fuck yourselves, George Soros.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers, gentlemen.
Cheers.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about right now. We're in the fight. We're going to win this sucker.